From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on This Day in Maine, Thursday, November 13th, 2025. Congresswoman Shelley Pingree criticized the political deal that ended the nation's longest government shutdown, but says Democrats will continue focusing on health care costs. Pingree voted against the stopgap funding measure because it did not include an extension of subsidies under the Affordable Care Act, as Democrats had demanded. But Pingree says the onus is now on House Speaker Mike Johnson and Republican leaders to avoid a huge spike in premiums for millions of Americans in January.
There's a lot of calls going into everybody's district, so this isn't like a blue state, red state thing. So I think that there will be a lot of pressure in the coming month, and I don't think Johnson will do this willingly. But he may end up having to do it because of the pressure from his own side.
Second District Democratic Representative Jared Golden voted with Republicans to reopen the government, but Golden is also co-sponsoring a bill to extend the ACA subsidies for 1 year. Passengers flying through the Portland International Jetport may continue to experience delays or canceled flights, even though the government shutdown is officially over. The U.S. Department of Transportation announced today that it will maintain 6% flight reductions at 40 of the nation's busiest airports until further notice. Virtually all flights to and from Portland serve airports that are directly affected. Nearly one-third of all flights through the Portland Jetport were delayed over the last week, and nearly 9% of flights were canceled entirely, according to Jetport officials. Portland Harbor is now home to a public fast-charging station for electric boats. The new device could jumpstart a transition to all-electric vessels for the state's marine industries, says Willie Leathers, co-owner of Maine Ocean Farms, an oyster company in Freeport.
Because we've already hopefully answered one of the hardest parts, which is where you're going to charge it. And that should open up the door.
Leathers started using a fully electric barge called the Heron to work on his oyster farm this year. Supporters say electric boats could cut down on climate warming pollution and help some industries, including aquaculture, save on fuel costs. The new charger is installed on Wright's Wharf. Funding for the Maine Ocean Farms vessel and the charger was boosted by a Biden-era U.S. Department of Energy grant managed by the Greater Portland Council of Governments. Three former corrections officers and a prisoner at the York County Jail have been indicted by a grand jury for allegedly plotting to smuggle contraband into the facility in exchange for money. According to a press release, investigators were made aware of the plan in April and stopped it before it was carried out. Kaylee Hamilton, Emma Kehoe, and Zarek Melick resigned their positions after working as corrections officers for about 18 months. They were each facing misdemeanor charges of receiving improper gifts as public servants. Connor McGlone, who was transferred to the Maine State Prison, is charged with conspiracy and providing improper gifts to public servants. York County Sheriff William King said his office takes the allegations very seriously. In a written statement, he also said, quote, "It's important to note that the action by the three individuals is not reflective of the dedication and professionalism of the remaining York County corrections officers." State police say human remains found in Blaine are those of a mother who has been missing in Aroostook County for months. The Office of the Chief Medical Examiner confirmed the remains found last month belonged to 36-year-old Thomas Hoyt, who was last seen on July 13th in Mars Hill. Police are still investigating the cause of Hoyt's death. No additional details were released. In other news, the Maine Office of Cannabis Policy is expanding its recall on Yanni adult-use vape cartridges because of unsafe levels of the pesticide chlorpheniprole. The recall is for flavors apples and bananas, cherry tartufo, and lemon cherry pie. In October, the office recalled the flavor watermelon chimera. The office says it conducted an investigation into the vape cartridges after receiving a consumer complaint about an adverse health reaction. Officials say the pesticide can cause high fever, nausea, vomiting, and altered mental status. The recalled products, which are produced by Norco Outdoor Cannabis, are sold at more than 24 stores across the state. More information can be found on the Maine Office of Cannabis Policy website. And that's today's Maine news. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, the Portland Hearts of Pine. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.